All right, Matt, so can you please take me through, a draft day from the time you woke up until you heard your name called by the Cincinnati Reds? I mean, what kind of feeling did that day have, and where were you when it happened?
I kind of had an idea I was going to get picked up on the third day, but I had no idea by who or anything like that.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like a feeling of like a little anxious, just wanted the day to be over and for me to figure out where I'm going. And then I was just chilling with my teammates. We went out for lunch, and then on the way back from that, I was with like three of my teammates driving in the car, and I look at my phone and I get a congratulations text from one of my teammates. And then I just go look at Twitter and I see that I got picked up by the Reds. So it was just like, it was a weird way to find out for me, I think. But it was just a crazy feeling and it was awesome to be with my teammates at the time. And then, yeah, everyone started congratulating me and it was kind of surreal at the beginning. And then, got the details later that night, and then it was like finally felt real. And yeah, made my way out to Arizona, so I'm here in Arizona right now.
Kind of what went through your mind as the draft progressed? I mean, how did you kind of manage those expectations? I mean, you said you knew you were kind of going in the third day, but take me through that mindset.
Basically, just trying to be distracted.
Yeah.
That's what my teammates were huge for, like. Just being able to go in and just kind of have a regular day with them and just kind of forget about what's going on. Just being mindful of my phone. We had, I think we had seven guys drafted on day two, so it's like all of us were kind of in the same boat, just trying to, you know, stay busy kind of and just keep our minds occupied. Because I know that can be a really stressful day, especially for like some guys that aren't sure if they're going or not. And it can be a really tough day because I went in there and went through that last year. And just basically just us all distracting each other.
Yeah.
And
Yeah, and you talk about being in Arizona now. What's life like now that you've been drafted? I mean, you're in the Arizona League as well.
so I got here on Friday, and then Saturday I started doing my physical stuff, and then I actually didn't get cleared to do anything until or today. So yesterday I finally signed my contract. So that was my first day actually doing baseball stuff. So before today, there was a lot of just like waiting around, a lot of patience, trying to just, you know, keep from going crazy a little bit. And yeah, so today I finally got out there and got to practice. And then I actually just got the call that I'm going to be heading to Billings tomorrow, so I had to come home and pack up all my stuff. So I'm heading on a plane tomorrow morning to go to Montana.
Matt, looking back, I mean, after dominating the collegiate level on both sides of the field, you talked about it. I mean, you kind of got passed on the draft last year. What's it like mentally? I mean, how mentally strong do you have to be to go back out there and produce the way you did after that kind of disappointment? And how important were the people around you to kind of keep you in that right mindset?
Yeah, it was huge. You know, first of all, just taking some time away from the game
Yeah.
that summer, last summer was big for me. You know, just trying to get a little mental reset, I would say, and just taking some time away from baseball and spending time with my family and loved ones and stuff like that. So, yeah, and then coming back, it was just what I wanted to do. It was like, it wasn't really a challenge, I would say. It was more like just, I was excited to go out and work that whole fall,
Yeah.
especially with our new coaching staff that, you know, brought in new ideas and new approaches and stuff like that. So it was just really an enjoy. It was joyful for me to go through, you know, the journey of my senior year for sure.
Right. What would you kind of say to guys who are going through that same thing, who kind of get passed on like you did, and obviously you persevered, but what advice would you give them? I mean, is it just about hitting that reset button like you were talking about?
Yeah, I would say that. Just understanding what you can do to not feel that again, I would say, is
Right.
be real with yourself, you know, take a long look in the mirror, figure out what the scouts saw in you, what they didn't see in you, and work every day to you know, prove them wrong and just work to get that chance to keep playing baseball if you really serious about it, I would say. And just being resilient too. It's I like to say, you know, not everything's gonna always go your way, but you know, the sun's gonna still rise the next day, the wind keeps turning, so yeah, it does nobody any good to just talk about what happened, and yeah, I would just say keep your nose to the grindstone and just keep working, and then at the end of the day, drafted or not, you'll be able to look back and say and have no regrets, and you know, just say that you did everything you can.
Yeah, baseball is definitely one of those games that is notorious for knocking you down, but obviously you picked yourself back up, and when you look back on your career, you're the Big Ten's active career leader in home runs. I mean, tied for 7th in school history. You sparked a massive comeback against Minnesota with a walk-off home run to even the series, obviously among other feats. When you look back on your career at Indiana, what comes to mind for you?
I won a Big Ten championship.
Yeah.
Probably the most fun I've had on the field. Just being able to look up, you know, like 2 weekends left in the series, or in the season, sorry, and having an idea that, you know, we can win this thing, and then just the whole team buying in and working together for one goal, which is really what we did the whole season too. And then being able to execute that and win a Big Ten championship, especially with all the guys that we did it with, you know, like the seniors that we had, it was awesome for them to go out, myself included, with a ring, Big Ten champs. So I'd say that's the number one highlight for my whole career, is just being able to celebrate with those guys, and leaving school with a ring. So it's awesome.
And obviously, when you look back on the team right now, it's loaded with talent at Indiana. I mean, a school record 10 players from the Hoosiers were drafted. What does it mean to you to be a part of a team like that? I mean, you touched upon it a little bit, but and among those players as well, what does that mean to you?
Well, we actually had one more guy that signed as a free agent too.
Just today, right?
You kind of say 11, which is just goes to show even more like the direction that this program's going.
Yeah.
And two of the guys that got drafted were sophomores too, so they're going to be heading back. And yeah, that team's going to be just loaded, and I feel like setting the tone for the future. And yeah, I'm really excited to see where Coach Mercer takes the program, because I know he's an incredible coach, and he can just motivate those guys like no other. And yeah, I'm proud to be a Hoosier, and looking forward to seeing where the baseball program goes.
And Matt, individually, I mean, you earned numerous All-American, All-Big Ten accolades. You served as a hyper-utility player, the team's closer. At the next level, if you could choose, where would you play? What position would it be? And have the Reds kind of informed you where they want you to be and what direction they want you to go with?
I was drafted as a two-way.
Okay.
But we're going to kind of see how that works this summer and everything, because it's going to be a unique situation. So, personally, I'd like to be in the outfield, playing left field. I feel like that suits me well. I think that being a hitter and being an outfielder gives me a good chance to make it to the big leagues. And I'm up for the challenge for sure, to, you know, learn a little bit of a new position and get used to it out there. And we'll see what happens.
Matt, not only did Indiana have a big year in the draft and taking a step back here, but so did Canadians in general. I mean, 25 were selected, up from 19 a year ago. It was headlined by Oakville's Desam Brown going to the Blue Jays in the third round. What do you think this kind of says for Canadian ball moving forward?
I think it's huge. Just going to keep going up and up, I think. You know, we got Canadians all over the country playing, you know, college baseball too. So, yeah, just I feel like just every single year we have more and more guys going to the next level, whether that's college or the pros. So I think it, you know, the academies that we've kind of built. I know for Alberta, for a fact, you know, we got the Okotoks Dogs, just an incredible academy, and then like all the other academies too. They're doing their jobs, you know, getting guys to the next level. So just a huge statement for. Canadian baseball just keep going up and up for sure.
Yeah, you talk a little bit about the Dogs. I mean, obviously that was an integral part of your development. Ben Thompson of the Dogs was also selected in this year's draft. How important was the academy in your development? And do you kind of feel that constant support from the coaching staff, even though you've left?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that the Dogs were just an incredible part of my journey, you know, getting me right to play the next level. Just giving me the opportunities to even go down and play at JUCO, and then from that on, even coming back for Summer Bowl, you know, working with Tyler Graham, who was at Oregon State. He was a hitting guy there. Andy Peterson, just unbelievable coaching staff. And then Alan Cox was actually one of the first people I called after I got picked up. I just know he's been my coach since I think I was in grade 9 or maybe even younger than that. And it's just always a goal that we've worked together towards to be picked up, and finally it happened, and he was one of the first people I called, which was, it was awesome to come back full circle and hear his voice. And yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah, Alan Cox is definitely one of the pivotal guys in the academy. And you got to believe he was unbelievably proud of you to get drafted. What was that conversation like when you guys were able to speak?
I mean, it was just a lot of, I could tell he was smiling through the phone. I was smiling. And yeah, he was proud of me. And yeah, just an incredible feeling for him to be there and to be able to talk to him right after it happened. So.
Awesome, Matt. Thanks again. I appreciate you coming on, and good luck the rest of the way. We'll be paying close attention.
All right. Sounds good. I appreciate it.